I'm going to close with the last poem in the Badlands of Desire, which turned out to be the title poem, which I didn't know it was. But it's also the closest thing I have to a poem that I think is appropriate for Groundhog Day. Or as I wrote in the book in the Poetry Cottage, Ground Dog Day. A little dyslexia there. It's called In the Badlands of Desire. If there is the statue of a saint whose toes are worn smooth from old women kissing, if there is an animal whose name is sleep, if there is a hill whose bones are broken, I will remember me in the next life. If there is an onion with 100 smaller and smaller faces of wet light, if there is a mirror whose shoulders drift, the museum of shoulders, if there is a spider like a dud star which catches the empire from table leg to corner, if there are communists and useless lingerie and rubies snatched at night from jewelers' windows, I will be the butcher's white paper, the hook raving in frost. If there is a tongue still moving toward its mother silence, mint still breaking its unimaginable green fist through old aqueducts where the drunk meet to be lonely and violet as nets sieving the shine of nothing. If there is a plaza in a town where the stones break out like hives from the plaster and pigeons blow their cool oboes of love, I will be the look given to a door when it closes by itself. After it closes, wondering, was it some hand, some wind? And if it is painted blue, like the faded crepe of old hours, if a wolf bares its teeth to its tail on the doorstep, there will be a hard winter, a demon spring. Thank you.